Hi, I'm Todd Vogelsinger, Director of Marketing for Columbia Forest Products.
All right, we're here at the USB Biobased Products Stakeholders Dialogue with the theme Innovation and Agriculture Work Together. And now tell us about Columbia Forest Products.
Columbia Forest Products is an American company headquartered in Greensboro, North Carolina. We're the largest producer of decorative hardwood plywood in North America, with mills across Canada and the U.S. So a lot of our product, 95% by weight, is wood. We're a forestry product company. And we make flat decorative panels with a highly prized face, like a cherry, oak, walnut, you know, something decorative. And we glue it all together with a resin system that is 95% soy flour. We converted to this process just less than 10 years ago, seeing the footsteps ahead for LEED specifications and consumer sentiment about formaldehyde in wood products. And we were lucky enough and worked hard enough to come across the means to utilize soy instead of urea formaldehyde in the resin system.
So how has that worked out? Well, how are your customers responding to that?
Instantly, there were a batch of customers who thought, perfect, this is amazing, innovative. We offered to the marketplace this new product at a cost-neutral price point, so there was no upcharge to get rid of the formaldehyde. On top of that, it was not an option. I mean, when we converted a mill, we converted into this system instead of having an option, the old system or the new system. So they were assured that the availability would keep coming. Later, as regulation increased, the CARB regulation in California, which kind of put limits on the amount of formaldehyde seeping out of composite wood products, as that began to become a reality in the marketplace, and because California is such a big part of the consumption of products in the U.S., a lot of the people who made cabinetry and furniture and things like this began aggressively sourcing products like ours, so it was fabulous. We look for a differentiator in the marketplace. I mean, our product, plywood, has been made since the Egyptian age, and so on the decorative side, it's really a premium product. There's a lot of less expensive substitutes you can get, so we always run the risk. We're always scared of commoditization, and so to elevate the product and give this healthier, non-toxic advantage is something that we think has given us a real boost, especially against imports, which are really our industry's biggest chief competitor. Chief threat is imported Chinese product, which they just don't see the need to go green.
Why are you here at this event?
We're becoming a lot more aware of the advantages of claiming a bio-based element of our product. And now that the Farm Bill is now recognizing forestry products as well as agricultural products, I mean, we've got every reason in the world to really understand how this system works. The labeling program, the government acquisition preference programs, and so on. So we're here to learn and then meet the other colleagues here in the industry that have kind of taken the same path that we have. Share notes, you know, collaborate together on how we could maybe turn this into a more of a consumer desirable selection criteria, things like that.
Well, and we got a chance to hear about more about the BioPreferred labeling program, and you're going to be able to meet one-on-one with a lot of these people today. You're going to take advantage of that, right?
Oh, we already have. I mean, at the reception and throughout the breaks, yeah. No, this is the place to be in this field right now.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Todd. Here at the USB Soy Bio-Based Stakeholders Dialogue, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.